Tin Man Part 1 from FedsVacura.com.
I want to go to Disneyland. 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 Do you want to know why? I'm gonna tell you. But before I begin, I want you to understand something. This story is my intellectual property. So, you must keep one question burning in the center of your mind. As you listen to my story, you must ask yourself this. How much you owe me? Tin Man. I have lost my soul. I think the Walt Disney Corporation has it. It happened like this. 1,000 years ago, midway upon my life's journey, I fell into a dark wood. The wood so dark and dense with a darkness and density that was positively Heideggerian. I began to think this is not going to make a very good story. Being lost in the woods forever does not really have a moral, does it? Until at long last I came upon a small field. Strange to me. In the center, a single tree tilted from the earth, dead. The ground was gray and hard, and nothing grew there. I suspected a moral. But then I saw a tiny shoot of green in the dust. It seemed to grow before my eyes. It seemed to grow, neon green. Suddenly, a black thing leapt out of the tree and onto the little plant. It cocked its head to one side. The black thing looked at me and squawked, ripped up the plant from the soil, swallowed it, and flew back to the tree. A crow. Oh, many, many crows, hundreds of crows all over the tree. Three murder of them. The tree writhed with crows, stunk of crows, all shiny black, fidgeting, flexing its muscles as if to say, "Who's your daddy?" Staring at this thing, I became afraid and depressed. And the tree, it laughed at me. It laughed at me. Three murder cackles mocked me. Bile dripping beaks snickered and snacked at me in all hideous manner of mal du siècle je ne sais quoi. I thought it was really unpleasant, this laughter. So I took out my axe. The tree of crows, it tensed at the sight of my axe. It is a good moral, I thought. When somebody is laughing at you, to brandish your axe. So I stepped forward. The crows screamed. I raised my axe up and they exploded. Every bird leapt off the tree at once in three murder of stinky chaos. And they were gone. The crows evaporated. And a greasy smoke in an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. Before me now stood the tree, greatly diminished in stature to a simple cross. There was a figure attached to the tree, the figure of a man. Its face was a burlap bag with eyes painted on, and as I stared, one of those eyes slowly winked at me. I winked back, and then I said, "What's up?"
This message brought to you by the people who bring to you other things like food and financial instruments, transnational corporations. We love you.